Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Marilee Bales. She is the director for the Trial of Goldilocks, which opens this weekend with the Perry Community Theater. So are you excited for opening night?
We are. The tickets are sold out for Friday at 7 and Saturday at 7 because our seating is limited to about 40 people down there. And it's a play that sounds like it's just for kids, but it's not. It's a very smart play. Adults will enjoy it as well. Goldilocks is on trial for breaking and entering into the Three Bears place. And just like with any trial, we have a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and they each present their own twist on the story of what really happened. And then it ends with the judge actually sentencing the guilty parties.
All right. So I've talked a little bit with the actors about this play, and they described it as playing three different versions of the same character. How has that been kind of directing them through that?
Most of them just have an innate attitude towards how that character should be. We've had to tweak it a little bit, but that's the fun part. Goldilocks has three different personalities. The Three Bears have three different personalities, which most people don't think about. In one scene, the jurors become the furniture. So you have living furniture. In the other version, the jury becomes a band of animal hoods. It goes so fast. I mean, 35 minutes is probably the runtime, and we have watched it. We still laugh through it, and it's just a great, very talented cast. The play is really written for adults to perform, but as we were trying to cast, we had some younger kids show up that really fit as like Baby Bear and people in the jury. So we decided that since Goldilocks was on trial, the jury should be made up of kids. So the jury is all kids, and we have a couple adults that are in the jury. The rest, they've all been in multiple plays except maybe two people, and you probably won't be able to pick them out because they have just caught on so quickly.
All right. Now, this is through Perry Community Theater, which is making a comeback, basically. So what can you tell me about the history of the community theater here in Perry?
I joined the board like in 1995. They did two plays a year. They have an outstanding record of plays that they've done. I was in Steel Magnolias, then they asked me to be on the board. So I've been on the board as secretary treasurer since like 95. And I did that solely until the school asked me to take on drama coach in 2002. That's kind of when we started falling apart because I could not direct four plays a year that went on at the same time. And then our board president, John Glass, passed away, and things just have kind of dried up. So this play started because Sierra Coleman, who was one of my drama girls, is majoring in speech and theater, and she wanted to do a play this summer that she could direct. So we found this one. She's done probably 80% of the directing under my view, and we decided we'd see how the turnout was for this, and if we have enough interest, then we have a rough plan for early next year to cast another play. I'm possibly going to do a workshop, like in January, and if it's the way I think it's going to go, we will do another one act, a non-royalty, and it's called Aesop's Not So Slightly Updated Fables. We've done the sketches from it many times. So I might do something like that. We also have a one act, like a 15-minute play that Sierra wants to direct. We would maybe need to do it like at Perry Perk or something. We're thinking of a luncheon tea with this little play because it takes place in a pub or a cafe. And then next year, we will try to revive the best Christmas pageant ever, which is one I've directed about four or five times. And now I have people that would certainly fit that part and that are interested in co-directing.
All right. Now, obviously, a theater needs actors. It needs people behind the scenes as well. What sort of interest have you seen from the community for helping to resurrect this community theater?
In this one, I haven't reached out to the community much because Sierra and I can handle it. Usually, when we've done plays, the board is my backbone. They're the ones that's helping. We do need to add to our board. We do that very cautiously, of course. So we could use people who are interested in theater to get a hold of me through coming to the play, or we can get my number out there, because we do need more people to help backstage. So we do need staff at times. And I think if I reached out and said we were doing this, I'd probably get people to help. It is hard to get the word out there when we're doing tryouts and stuff because we're limited with our publications. So our challenge is just getting the news out there. We have a Facebook page now, and that's proved to be pretty profitable for us.
All right. Now, getting back to the Trial of Goldilocks, we were actually doing this interview in the Carnegie Library Museum, which is also where the play will be performed. How did you arrive at wanting to perform it here, and how has the Carnegie staff really helped you out with that?
We picked the play because I knew the courtroom was there. I had a set that I didn't have to build. And since it was a one act, we could charge a minimal fee of $5. I could use the building because I work here as well, so we didn't have to worry about rent. Alyssa Whitmore is the manager here, and she's bent over backwards selling my tickets for me, having her volunteers come in to help me with tickets. I can't say enough good about what Bill Clark and Alyssa Whitmore have done to help make this thing flow.
So as a added incentive for people to possibly come and give the play a try, we've actually discussed having a little promotion related to this interview, correct?
Correct. If you come in to the Carnegie or the night of the play and say you heard this interview with me and Joe, you can get one free ticket to the Saturday 8 o'clock performance. The other performances are already sold out, so it would be for the 8 o'clock on Saturday.
All right. Well, one last question for you here. Why should people give this play a chance and come see it this weekend?
Two reasons. It's the best $5 you'll ever spend. It's 35 minutes long, so you can still have dinner before or after. It's not going to suck away a whole night for you, and you will have a great time and just be able to laugh at some good, clean humor.
All right, Marilee Bales with Perry Community Theater. Anything else that you would like to add to our listeners today?
Just please support the arts. Perry struggles to have the fine arts supported, and so if we just have a good turnout, that encourages us that we do yet another one and another one. So support your local theater.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, and I hope to see a lot of people here.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Marilee Bales. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.